Carson Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Millie Bruce, Roy Glenn, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, Amos and Andy!
Hello, Mr. Nicer to see Lodge, all Kingfish speaking.
George.
Hello, honey.
George, what's your sign on the door in conference?
Well, I was in conference, honey. My conscious mind was talking to my subconscious mind, and I went unconscious.
Did you go downtown and get that job I told you about this morning? That was a great opportunity.
Yeah, well, I phoned the players and invited the man out here to interview me, and he wouldn't come.
George, I'm getting sick and tired of you missing these opportunities. They only knock once.
Yeah, well, when they knock hard enough, I'll let them in. That's what
George, you done passed up every opportunity since we got married.
Yeah, well, I wish I'd passed that one up, too.
What?
I didn't say nothing.
Well, I'm getting sick and tired of it, and I'm going to do something about it.
Well, all right, smarty fans, I'll give you full charge opportunity. If you want to be the master of the house, go ahead and try it. You take charge around here.
Well, I will try it. I'll be a better master than you are, because you're just a no-good, loafing, lazy... Oh, hello, Amos.
Hello, Sapphire. I hope I ain't busting in on nothing here.
Oh, no, Brother Amos. We was just having a little tete-a-tete.
Yeah, I could hear you way down the hall.
Well, she was tating a little louder than I was.
Well, I guess I ought to knock, because there's a sign on the door saying in conference.
Well, I always put that on the door when my wife calls on me. We might have been kissing, you know, a little billing and cooing and stuff like that.
Well, George, darling.
Yes, sweetheart.
I will take care of opportunities in the future.
Yes, my love.
Goodbye, Amos.
So long.
Close the door, will you, honey? Is the door still on the hinges, Amos?
Say, Kingfish, that fella that moved next door to me is out in the hall, and I thought he might make a good member for the lodge.
Oh, yeah, you told me about him. Bring him on in here.
Come on in, Miss Jackson. Right this way. Miss Jackson, I'd like to have you meet Mr. George Stevens. He's the big head of the lodge known as the Kingfish.
Well, I'm overwhelmed.
See you as well, man. Look a little over, too. Yeah, glad to know you.
Well, I'll leave you two here. It'll be nice to have you in the lodge, Miss Jackson. See you later. Goodbye, Miss Jackson.
Goodbye, Amos.
Well, let me show you around the place, Mr. Jackson.
Fine. I'd like to see it.
Of course, I won't apologize for the looks of our lodge at the present time. With the loose plaster and stuff, you see... We was going to have a wrecking company come in and tear down the building, but then we decided to let it wreck itself and then put up money.
Oh, yeah.
We was thinking of starting around February. Might have to start in January. Over this way. This room here is our rumpus room.
Sure, look at it. The furniture is all busted, the rug is all torn, and that window over there is all smashed.
Well, I guess they had a rumpus here last night. Step over here, Miss Jackson, to this other one. This is our recreation room. This is where we recreate, right in here. There we is. See the pool table there and everything?
Yeah, but one of the legs is missing. The table's much lower at that end.
Yeah, well, Miss Jackson, the shorter brothers play at that end, you see. Yeah. Well, Miss Jackson, just step around the rubbish there and we'll go back into my office.
All right.
Yeah, the place is usually much neater than this, but it ain't been clean since our janitor done got married. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to come back last week, but he wanted to see his son graduate from high school, you know.
Explain it.
Yeah, well, now, Miss Jackson, about you joining the lodge.
Well, I think I'd like to join. I'm a stranger in town, and this will be a nice way to meet people.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but we is pretty particular about our members.
Mm-hmm.
A member is admitted solely on the basis of his character, background, and integrity. And if he ain't got that, he got to have $10 in cash.
Well, I hope I can qualify in both departments. Here's my $10, and here's the application that Amos gave me.
Oh, that's fine. Is you been working in Harlem?
No, I've been homesteading in Alaska.
Homesteading? Mm-hmm. Is that so? I read about that homestead stuff.
And you know the United States government will give any citizen 160 acres of land in Alaska, provided he stays on the land 7 months a year for 3 years and develops it.
And you done that, huh?
Oh, yes. You know there's a lot of oil in Alaska, too. And they found oil near my property. And I sold it for $40,000.
Got it for nothing and sold it for $40,000. That's almost 100% profit right there. Tell me this, Mr. Jackson. Would the government give it to anybody?
Anybody that would go up there.
I don't want to go myself, because my skin is allergic to cold weather, you see. I wonder if I could send somebody and split the profit with them.
Oh, I see nothing wrong with it. That's up to the two of you.
It's cold up there, ain't it?
Oh, yes. Well, just before I left, I read in the paper that one fella stuck his head out the doors and froze his ears off.
Is that so? Well, Mr. Jackson, we're going to act on your application as soon as I read your references. But paying the $10 in cash, that overshadows everything. The truth of the matter is, if this bill ain't counterfeit, you was in. That's
why, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Let me hear from you. Good day.
Goodbye, Mr. Jackson. Hey, that Alaska deal. Man froze his ears off.
Hello there, King V.
Brother Andy, stand right where he is a second. Put your hand over your ears, will you?
There he is. What's the idea?
You even look better without ears. Yeah, come on. Sit down, brother. And I've got the greatest opportunity for you to ever had in your life. It's a chance for you to leave Harlem.
Yeah, well, this cold weather sure got me. I want to go south.
Brother Ender, I was undergoing to all the trouble of working out the deal. Me and you split 50-50. You was going to homestead in Alaska. That's what you're going to do.
Homestead in Alaska?
Yeah, the government will give you 160 acres with oil on it. You live there for 3 years, sell it at a profit, and we split $40,000 in cold cash.
Cold is right. Somebody told me it was so cold in Alaska that the Eskimos go to Iceland for the winter.
No, that's why you're wrong. The weather there is mild. You see, the Gulf Stream comes from the Suez Canal, goes through the Amazon River, mixes with the hot backwash of the Mississippi, and cuts through the Panama Canal, makes a beeline for Alaska, which is 3,000 miles as the crow swims. That's the way it goes.
You mean you've got to get out in the Gulf Stream up there to keep warm?
No. The hot air from the Gulf Stream billions off of the Pacific Ocean. Blows right into Alaska through the Hallucination Islands, the kind of a cold. It's the kind of a cold that we call a warm cold.
Is the government giving away any land in Florida?
Alaska is the healthiest place in the world to live. Did you realize that here in New York last year, 36,596 people died?
Boy, that's a lot.
I'll say, but in Ardmuck, Alaska, only 13 people died last year. The two was left will move to Fairbanks.
Alaska. Say, Kingfish, ain't that the place where the nights and days is each 6 months long?
Yeah, that's right. So when you come right down to it, you'll only be there 3 days and three nights, you see?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I could go hunting up there, too.
Oh, yeah. Polar bears, penguins, might even shoot a few igloos.
Yeah. Igloos?
Yeah, small animal with horns. Looks something like a cantaloupe.
Say, you know, this Alaska thing sounds kind of good. This might be the making of my future. I'll go, Kingfish. Say, by the way, do it rain much up there?
Oh, no. Ain't it no rain at all. You just lay there on your back in the warm breeze. You see a few little clouds up above you there, kind of ruffling there through the blue. You'll be saying,
you're gonna be coming around. I'll bet you that I get you. Be hanging around. I'll bet you. write you if I let you. You, baby, me, yes, sirree. You gonna knock on my door. You did it before. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when. But sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around. And want my loving again.
Well, Shorty, the reason I was here is because I understand that you was an outdoor man.
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time in the outdoors. But it was so dangerous, though. There I was, all alone in the woods, facing windstorms and howling blizzards. No shelter, no water, no place to lay down, no food.
Yeah, well, how'd you manage to live?
Oh, I had unemployment insurance.
But Shorty, tell me this, on the level, has you ever been hunting?
Oh, so, Andy. I've done a lot of hunting. The last trip I was on, I was hunting for 3 days. I went miles to the east, miles to the west, miles to the north.
So what were you hunting for?
The way back, I was lost.
Listen, Shorty, I don't think you're going to be much help to me. You don't know nothing about outdoors.
Oh, sure I does, Andy. I'll never forget one time when I was in the woods and I had a can of beans.
A can of beans?
Yeah, and I wanted to light a fire. Do you know how I done it?
Oh, sure. Even a Boy Scout knows that. You rub two matches together.
Man, wait. I didn't have no matches.
Well, then you use your cigar lighter.
Oh, I didn't have no cigar lighter.
Then you were showing a fix, wasn't you?
Not me. I wasn't in no fix.
What do you mean?
I love cold beans.
Well, listen, Shorty. I can't stay. I got to be running along.
Well, now, wait a minute, Eddie. Here's an old National Geographic magazine with some pictures of Alaska in it. Take it along with you.
Well, thanks. And Shorty, in case I don't see you before I leave for Alaska... So long.
Goodbye, Andy. For your trip to Alaska, Andy, I'll give you my best wishes. I'll give you my congratulations. I'll give you my blessing. I'll give you my long underwear.
Oh, Kingfish, I'm telling you, this Alaska thing going to be great for me, you know?
Yes, Andy, I've been working on the thing for you.
Tell me this, is it going to be too cold up there?
Oh, no, the days is only 30 degrees below zero. Of course, them nights get a little chilly. Why was you, I'd play safe and take a light top coat with me.
Top coat ain't going to be enough.
Well, then after you get there, if you find out you need it, you might get yourself a mink hat and a mink lined coat.
A mink lined coat? I hear they is expensive.
Oh, of course it's expensive here. But up there, you cuts out the retailer, the wholesaler cuts out the jobber, you definitely leaves out the middleman.
Yeah, but then how does I get it?
You deals direct with the mink.
Now, tell me this, too. How is I going to get up to Alaska?
Well, now, there's a lot of ways, and if you go by automobile, I'd go downtown and get on 42nd Street and head west. Just don't forget to make a right turn when you get to Seattle. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Just a minute, Andy. Look here. I got an atlas here of the world. Here's the atlas of North America right here with everything on it, the oceans and all.
Oh, yeah. That map shows everything.
Yeah.
Hey, what's them straight lines running across and up and down?
Oh, there's new highways, Andy.
No, it ain't. Now, wait a minute. This here say longitude. This one here is latitude 45.
Yeah, that's Latitude Boulevard. You see there? It goes right across. They call it Route Number 45. Hey, they sure bend them straight nowadays, don't they?
I noticed that this one cuts right across the middle of Lake Michigan.
Yeah. They got a bridge going across there now. You go right over there.
Yeah. Say, look here. I want to be sure and make that turn to Seattle because this road goes right out in the ocean.
I tell you, Andy, don't worry about the ride. You will enjoy sitting in the back seat of a limousine looking at the scenery going first class.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Oh, sure. But I wouldn't carry too much stuff because people don't like hitchhikers with a lot of baggage.
No, I'll just have the top coat and I'll see the mink when I get there.
Yeah, that's it. You is all set then.
Yeah, well, wait a minute here. I got this magazine about Alaska that Shorty gave me. I ain't looked at that yet.
Yeah, what is this thing? Let me see the thing. Open it up there.
Yeah, see, it got pictures of Alaska in there.
Yeah, let's see the thing. Go here.
Let's see here. Kingfish, I ain't going.
Oh, now, wait a minute, you Andy.
It's all off, Kingfish. Look at this. It say here, Alaska, last outpost of the frigid north. And look at them icebergs there.
Andy, them ain't icebergs. Them is the White Cliffs of Dover, you know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If that's Dover, it's got a lot of seals laying all over.
They always have them over there. Now, take it easy, Andy.
No, you take it easy. I ain't going.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't do that to me. I done made an application for you. Paid $16 of my own money.
Well, I ain't going.
Yeah, well, I'll see my lawyer and find out if you're going or not. Hello, Gabby.
Oh, come in, Kingfish.
Tell me this. Do you know anything about Alaska?
Alaska? Alaska's noted for its fine food. Every day for lunch, I have a delicacy direct from Alaska. Yes, it comes right from Alaska.
Oh, what's that?
Eskimo pie.
Gabby, I was plenty mad with Andy, and what I want to know is, after Andy has done agreed to go to Alaska, shakes hands with him, makes a deal to split $40,000 with me, and then bats down, can I force Andy to go to Alaska?
What a question, what a question. A child would know the answer to that, a mere child.
Yeah, but what is the answer?
How should I know? I ain't no child.
Look here, Gabby, I'm going to get some action. Can you make an application for a warrant for Andy?
Yes, indeed. Let me get my hat and cool. I'll go over and have a legal paper typed up. I'll have it typed right up for you.
Where you got it?
Over at the pawn shop.
Has he got a public street novel?
No, they got my typewriter.
Gabby, how can I make Andy go to Alaska? He thinks it's cold and barren up there.
Oh, I got an idea, Kingfish. Put him pretty, you know, and get him to make up some of these fake travel folders. A fake travel folder. Make everything very attractive. Make it look like California and Florida.
Say, I know just the printer that will print them for me. That will make me go to Alaska and homestead.
Now, hold on, Kingfish. There's just one thing that bothers me about this thing. It really bothers me. Ain't you ashamed of yourself sending your best man up that cold country where he's going to suffer for 3 years, and then when he gets back, you're going to take halfway his money?
Yeah, well, that'll keep the boy out of trouble. After all, with $40,000 in his pocket, Andy would be tossing his money away on flashy clothes, shiny automobiles, wine, woman, and songs. How would that be?
Lovely, lovely.
Great. My friend over at the printing shop suddenly fixed me up with these fake folders. He got Alaska like California. Come in, Brother Andy.
Hello, Kingfish. Well, what you got there?
Oh, the Alaska Chamber of Commerce just sent me down some of the new folders. I see they're having another balmy spell there.
Let me see the folder.
Look at the picture there. It says, beautiful, warm Alaska.
They got palm trees up there with coconuts on them, ain't they?
Oh, them ain't coconuts. Them is heat blisters. Look at this picture here of the bathing beauty sitting around the swimming pool there.
When was this picture took?
In the dead of winter, ain't it?
Well, don't them gals get cold with just bathing suits on?
Oh, no, they use the heavy makeup. I think it's Max Factor's iceberg pancake number 10.
No fooling. Is there stores up there to buy that kind of stuff?
Oh, sure. Ain't you ever heard of Saks Alaska? And then if you dig down under the glaciers, there's Macy's Arctic Basement. Oh, they got the stores there, yeah.
Well, what else did the folder say there?
Look here. It says, come to Alaska, land of enchantment, beautiful climate, high wages, beautiful homes, rent cheap, free utilities, and jobs plentiful.
Yeah, well, you know, this folder on Alaska is sure convincing. But I don't know if I can afford to live up there. Things might be expensive.
Oh, Alaska's one of the cheapest places in the world to live, Andy. You see, they don't use money up there like we use down here.
They don't?
No.
What do they use in place of money?
Fish.
Fish?
Yeah.
Well, don't that make your pocketbook kind of smelly?
No, they use fresh fish. The bank gets a new load every morning, doesn't it?
Well, just the same, I'd hate to go to sleep at night with my money under my pillow.
Well, all the big Eskimo millionaires do it. One millionaire, though, had a tough break last spring.
What was that?
His bank account went up the river to spawn.
Yeah, well, I still don't understand that, Kingfish. Now, look here. Say, for example, I won't buy a shirt. You mean I just hand a man a fish?
That's right. You hand him a salmon and he gives you back 3 mackerels change, that's all. Maybe 4 mackerels, all depends on the price of the shirt.
Yeah, but suppose I want to buy a package of cigarettes. I can't put a salmon in no cigarette machine.
No, no, they use sardines for that up there. Oh, you don't have no trouble at all, and the beauty of using fish for money is that even after you was broke, you still smell like you got money.
Kingfish, this is a wonderful folder here. I was going to Alaska, all right. Can I have this folder?
Oh, sure. I've got plenty more of them at home.
Yeah, and I just thought of something, too.
Oh, what's that, old pal?
The day I leave for Alaska, I better get all my money changed into fish, because I want to have plenty of cash when I arrive there.
Oh, yeah. Well, look here. I got a suitcase in the next office that somebody left here. Wait a minute. I'll go and get it, and you can use the suitcase.
Oh, boy, this folder of Alaska show is great. I'm going to like it up there. Hello?
Say, is the Kingfish there?
No, not right this second.
Well, this is Joe over at the William Spring Company. I made him up some fake folders on Alaska yesterday. He wanted to play a joke on a guy. I was just wondering how it worked out.
Fake folders on Alaska, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They worked out fine.
You did, huh? Well, goodbye.
That dirty, double-crossing dog.
Well, here's the suitcase, Brother Anna, and I'll bring you another one of them folders when I get home.
Listen, Kingfish, I'm going to get out of here before I bust you in the nose. I done found out that you had them Alaska folders printed up yourself.
Well, now, wait a minute, Anna.
Trying to get me to go up to Alaska, showing me bathing girls and palm trees, a lot of stuff about easy jobs.
Oh, well, Brother Anna.
Oh, no, you wouldn't go up there yourself in that shivering cold place for 3 years, but you let me go.
Yeah, well, I saw Anna, but you...
Well, I ain't going. You ain't nothing but a low-down, chiseling bum.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. You can't do this to me. I was done spent $16 with the government. When I filed your application, I want my money back.
Okay. The next time I see you, I'll give you a couple of mackerel.
That's you, George?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, you look upset about something, George.
Sure I was upset. I spent a lot of money on a big business deal with Ann, and the whole thing fell through.
Oh, well, cheer up. I got some good news for you.
Well, I could use some good news.
Well, George, I gave up the apartment here and sold all our furniture.
Well, what is the big idea?
I saw that travel photo. I bought tickets, and we're leaving for Alaska.
Amos and Andy has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.